Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, being part of your day and allowing you to be part of mine, and especially when I get to introduce you to some of the really smart people in our brain trust. And nobody fits that profile better than our good friend Mike Stewart. Mike is a longtime member of our brain trust. He's the president of Stewart & Stewart Incorporated. He's the author of Close More Sales. He's one of the world's experts on salesmanship, on sales training, and making sure that you and I get the most out of our sales effort. But he's also an expert in negotiating. We're going to talk about that a little bit, I think, today. Mike Stewart, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Always good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. You want to talk about negotiating today, huh?
Well, yeah. And the reason is that it's a major part of sales, and often it's really misunderstood.
It's the undergirding, really, basically, isn't it? It's the foundation of sales, isn't it?
Well, yeah. It's very important to sales. There's no two ways of about it, but it's different than sales. It's a part of sales.
How do we reconcile these two?
Well, my attitude is this: sell first and negotiate last. And lots of people tend to do it the opposite way. They tend to look for an opportunity to negotiate, and as soon as they get an opportunity, they jump right in and begin negotiating, and they begin negotiating price, which is the absolute last thing that they need to be negotiating.
So convince the person to do business with you first, and then the rest of it is negotiating details.
Well, yeah, and typically that's true. And there's several things that I'd like to maybe share with you guys. And that's, first of all, is knowing the difference between selling and negotiating. That's the first thing and the most important first step. And, you know, you need to be familiar with the elements of the offering. That's what your offering looks like when it comes out of the box. That's the initial proposal that you make to a customer when you're presenting. That's your offering. What are the elements of the offering? And that includes things such as the product, the price, the terms, and so forth.
The colors and
whatever
it may be. Schedule, whatever.
Yeah, whatever it may be. And so that's the initial offering. And as long as you are staying with the elements of the offering, you're selling. As soon as you seriously consider and enter into any kind of discussion to change any of the elements of the offering, then you're into negotiations. And that's an important difference. And, you know, we see this very often. A salesperson may walk into a prospect, and the prospect sits back and crosses his arms and looks at the salesperson, and he says, Mike, save us both some time. Go ahead and give me your best price right up front. And that's an invitation to negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
He's really asking the salesperson to change the elements of the offering. And so many people, and whether they're a salesperson per se or they're a small business owner, an entrepreneur, tend to fall into that trap because
they bite, don't they? They take that bait.
They're like a big old bass.
That's all the person's done is they're baiting them, aren't they?
Well, yeah. And so they're not ready to negotiate. That's an invitation to negotiate because it's being asked to change one of the elements of the offering, which in this case is price, and it's premature because no value has been established up front. There's no reason to negotiate. There's no basis.
Another negotiating issue here is that the other person, the customer now, is trying to take control of the negotiation.
Yeah. And of course, that's what they're going to do, and that's what customers do. And you know, this may surprise you, and it may surprise some of your listeners, but that's fine with me, because the salesperson's job is to facilitate the process, and in the final analysis, the customer is in control. Mm-hmm. In the final analysis, most salespeople don't recognize that, and they try to overpower the customer. And you know, we control, and I'm sure we've talked about this before, but we don't get control by talking faster and louder and smarter mm-hmm. and quicker. We get control by asking questions and listening, and that's how we control the sales process.
So when somebody says that to you, okay, Mike, cut to the chase, give me your best price, what is your answer?
Well, you need to have a prepared sound bite, and it might go something like this. Mike, let me assure you that price is certainly one of the most important issues that we're going to need to deal with. But there's some other things that we need to talk about first. Would it be okay if I ask you a few questions? Or you may have another sound bite that says, Mike, let me assure you that part of my job is to make sure that you get the best price and the best value possible. And we have one of the most competitive prices in the marketplace, or let me assure you that we are competitive. Mm-hmm. Now, before I know what that price is going to be, there's some other information that I'm going to need. Would it be okay if I ask you a few questions?
Right.
And so you get into discovery. That's called a set-aside, mm-hmm. where you set that issue aside until you can come back to it, because you're not ready to negotiate here.
Right. Would it be possible to say... what if you said, well, John, I'm so happy to hear you ask me that question, because that tells me you've really already decided that my company is an acceptable company, and you know, you obviously like my products, so that's good news for me. I'm glad you asked me that question, but I can't really give you the answer until I ask you a few questions, because we customize what we do for our customers, and I need to know a little bit more. How about that?
That's a great answer.
I'm throwing in a presume the sale kind of a close.
Yeah, that's a presumptive. That's the foundation of a presumptive close, mm-hmm. and that's okay. That's very aggressive.
But I would use that though with somebody that I knew a little bit. In other words, your example to me was somebody that you'd use that if you didn't know the customer as well. But my example would be maybe I knew the customer a little bit more.
Oh well, yeah, and you know you can use it in a situation where you don't know the person. You just read them, mm-hmm. and if you feel like they're the kind of person that's going to respond to that, because you know not only is that serious, but there's also that can also be taken with a little bit of humor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And if they've been kind of aggressive with you, they might appreciate that kind of approach.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
Hold on to that thought, Mike. This is good stuff, folks. You're hearing from the master, Mike Stewart, the author of Close More Sales. He and I will be right back. Stay with me. Here's Chicago to take a shot.
I chose to create. You don't know what you got until it's gone. And I found out a little too late.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. You get small business answers now. That's the knowledge base, askjim.biz. And so I hope you'll check those out. No barriers to entry if you can get there. We'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. Mike Stewart is our guest. We're talking about the relationship between negotiating and selling, and Mike, you were helping us with that and doing an awfully good job. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. That's you know, the question arises, you know, when should you negotiate, and when should you use negotiation, and when you should negotiate is when you want to do business with someone, and you've established a value. The basic value principle has been established, and you mentioned it.
There's a basis for doing business. You've
yes.
established a basis for doing
yeah.
business.
Yes, exactly. And the person that you're dealing with is a qualified prospect. They have authority to make the decision. They have the need for the product and the means to pay, and they're operating in good faith. And that's one of the most important things, because that leads you to something else, and that's when not to negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
And you should not negotiate when the person lacks authority or the means or the need.
Yeah.
It may be that you don't want to do business with them at all, but there are two big deals here. One is that if you're not within your settlement range, and before going into any kind of a negotiation, you know, we need to know what our settlement range is, and that's the asking amount. That's at the top of the range. Yeah, it's $100, and then the minimum acceptable. You know, anything below that's going to be a deal breaker, and maybe that's going to be $70.
If somebody tries to negotiate with you, though, Mike, and you're not sure they're the right person, they have the authority, how do you get out of that? How do you discover that?
Well, the best question that I ask is this: there are two questions. Other than yourself, who will be involved in making this decision? And the second question is, can you tell me how you go about making this decision?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the process going
to
be?
So if somebody says to me, Jim, will you take $90 for that instead of $100? Then, you know, to me, what I would say, that's an aggressive move for them. They put it right on the table. And I would say, well, I'll tell you what, let me ask you a question. If I were to go to $90, can you make that decision right now?
Yeah, that's a what-if situation,
mm-hmm.
and that's also a setup. And, you know, there are a couple of things for sure. And when do you negotiate price? You negotiate price when everything has been set,
yep.
and there are no other deal breakers on the table.
Right.
There's
say
no
that
place.
Say that again.
Say
this,
that you
folks,
negotiate
this is
price.
This is going to be on the test.
You negotiate price only when there are no other deal breakers on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
they're
else
they're happy
has been
with
settled.
The color. They're happy with the delivery. They've had the demonstration.
Everything.
There's nothing else to be discussed except when they're going to take it.
Well, no, that should be discussed.
Even that's done, huh? Okay.
Oh, yeah, there should be. Yeah. If it's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
You know, now, if they've already agreed that it doesn't matter, you know, whether they get it within
well,
the next
I guess
10
what
days.
I guess what I meant was, you know, are we going to deliver it on Thursday or Friday? I guess that's all. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, but anyway, that's, so you know, don't negotiate, you know, if the person is not qualified. You don't negotiate if you're not within your settlement range. Like, if you decided, and this is a part of pre-planning, is really important, you know, what are you asking? What's the deal breaker level? What's the minimum acceptable? And what are you really asking? And so maybe you're asking 100 and the deal breaker 70. Anything below 70, you walk away. But you know that before you go in,
mm-hmm.
and that's really important. And maybe you're really asking 85.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you expect to get, which leads us to one of the major principles of selling, and that are negotiating, and that is you open high, because otherwise you don't have room to maneuver.
Right.
Now, one of the things that we have to be careful about in certain businesses, perhaps more than others, but sometimes we'll have someone who will try to negotiate price, and they'll go through the entire process, and as it turns out, the reason, their purpose, and the real reason that they're doing, that they're trying to do this, is to use us as a wedge or leverage against a competitor to get the best price
mm-hmm.
possible out of them. And lots of people aren't sure how to handle that.
You become a pawn in that chess game.
Yes. And, of course, one of the most effective techniques is just to face it and walk away from it. But a better technique, if there's a chance that you can get the business, is to use what we call a pre-buy agreement. And a pre-buy agreement says this: John, if we can meet these terms, would you agree now that you'll place this order with us and do business
mm-hmm.
with us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you with me? Rather than,
mm-hmm.
Pre-buy
and
agreement.
You flush them out.
We'll
that's how you flush them out.
Yep. And then, if you're not sure what the amount is, you can say, will you give us the final bid, and if we can and agree to do business with us,
mm-hmm.
if it's lower than any other, and you'll share.
Or how about what if you ask them what price would it take?
Well, you do that, but then that's when you use the pre-buy agreement.
Yeah.
And that's one way to do it. And if it's within mm-hmm. your settlement range, Now,
and Mike, when I give them something, I want something back.
If you go to
90, I'll say, yeah, if you buy two, I will.
Well, that comes to managing concessions, and that's a whole other topic and very important.
We're going to talk about that next time you're here. Thanks, Mike, for being here. Mike Stewart, ladies and gentlemen. And that's give us the website quickly, Mike.
It's StewartSalesDynamics.com, Stewart.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.